You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. But every good.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. This is When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Today's broadcast is called R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. Amen. I'm Ray, and Brother Tony should be joining us shortly, and Brother Elston and Cleophas and Tyrone. We're about to get started. I do see some numbers lighting up. I just want to find out who we got in the house. Who we got in the house, brothers?
Got Elston.
Okay, Brother Elston. Hey, man.
Okay.
All right. So I know we got Brother Elston in the house. So we know Brother Cleophas and Tony. And Tony may join us tonight. And Brother Tyrone should be joining us sometime tonight, too. Amen. But again, I just want to welcome you to the broadcast. This is the first broadcast for the men in 2020. Amen. And I'm just excited about what God is going to do with these men and with myself. I glean a lot from them. And I thank God for them every single day. I'm not broadcasting, but I'm self-appointing because I'm not broadcasting in the studio at home. I'm actually at my mom's house right now and spending some time with her and everything. But what we're going to do, we can go ahead and get started. We're going to open up in prayer and everything, and we'll talk about a little bit of the broadcast. And hopefully by that time, some of the other brothers are going to join in. Amen. Father God,
amen.
We come today first to give you thanks. Thank you for your many grace and your many much mercy that you have given us over our life, God. We thank you, God, how you have kept us, God, from hurt, harm, and danger, but to such a time as this, God. We pray today, God, that you will come and have your way. You speak the oracles and the mysteries, God. You speak the allegories, God. You speak what needs to be spoken, so that yokes would be broken and strongholds would be torn down and healing would take place and deliverance would take place, God, and forgiveness would take place. Whatever is needed within the body of Christ, whatever is needed with the group of men, God, you do it today, God. No, we can't do it ourselves, God. Every time we try to do it or fix it, God, we always mess it up even more. So we hand it all over to you, God. For those that are listed from far away, from different countries and different cultures, God, we pray that it will begin to prick even their heart, God, that even someone might cry, what must I do to be saved? Or what must I do to change my life around it, God? We're praying today, God, for a new breakthrough, a new season, God, in 2020, God, for every man that will be listening to this broadcast, God, all across the world, whether they be black or white or whatever their nationality be, God, but there'll be a change that take place. Praise him, and there'll be a desire to seek after the things of you, God. We pray today, God, that you begin to strengthen us where we reach out. Allow us to be men of honor and men, the God, that you have called for such a time as this, strong men, God, bold men, God, not afraid and not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but to speak, Lord Jesus, your word, God, that you have given us. We pray today, God, you will come and do this truly, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. We will forever give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, amen. Thank you. Again, I want to thank everybody for joining in today with us. This is the first broadcast with the men. Amen for 2020. And I know that I still have Brother Elston with me, man. Brother Elston, how you doing, sir?
Doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, man.
I'm going to talk about
some pride and share some testimonies and everything, the goodness of the Lord and how he has brought 2020. He brought us into 2020, man. I tell you, it's a good day. But before we do it, I want to remind everybody that His Abounding Grace and Ministry with Esther Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring to Finish Work with Reverend Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Amen. Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray and Friends is Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Reverend Ray is the first Sunday and the third Sunday of the month. Amen. At 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. our monthly broadcast as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones, every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday, amen, at 10 a.m. Adoration, The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend, okay. Adoration with Adventist Lewis McEwen is every third Monday of the month, amen, at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, the Body of One, the Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson, amen, it's every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. And, of course, today's broadcast is R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk, with Ray Rose, Elston Green, Cleophas Renone, Tyrone Rose, and Atelio Mitchell, amen. And that's every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon, amen. That's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dial-in number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. Please, by all means, go and check us out on our website, whenchristianspeak.com. We got several Facebook pages you can look at. Send us a word. Amen. We would like to hear from you by going to whenchristianspeak@gmail.com. Amen. So, again, we are glad to be in the midst. I'm Brother Elston, and we're going to go ahead and get started, man. And the first thing I wanted to talk about, and you tell me how you feel about it, was pride. But before we do that, I got to give a testimony, because I'm at my mom's house, and, of course, she's listening in. Amen. Say hi, Mom.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
I don't know if you heard it or not, but my mom, yeah, my mom, man, was went in the hospital the last week of December with some issues with the heart, wherein they needed to put like in two stents in her heart, and they thought it may be a pacemaker, and they didn't do anything until 2020, and it's been a roller coaster ride for the last month now, back and forth. But she's home out of the hospital. They did put the stents into her heart, and they did take care of the pacemaker. She's up and running around like she did before.
Amen.
She's at home, and I'm happy to be in a presence and to share this time with her and just to talk with her and everything like that. So we spent some time together and laughing and cracking up and stuff like that. So it's good to be around her. And it's good to know that we have that kind of testimony around us, that we can know the impossibilities of what God can do. God can do anything but fail, you know. And when we think about it, all the goodness and the greatness that He has taken place. I mean, for her to be here today was truly a miracle. There was a time that we thought that we was going to lose her and everything. And the those that know how to pray, prayed.
Amen.
Those that know how to pray, prayed. So I'm glad that she is with us today. Amen. Amen. So y'all might hear it say hallelujah or amen in the background. That's her to be okay.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. So I wanted us to talk a little bit today, Elston, about this thing called pride, man. It's just, I got to confess, that's one of my issues, man. That's one of my main issues, but and stuff like that. But tell me what's going on with you first before we jump into it. What's going on, bro?
Everything is good, man. Just I know we recently just starting a new year and just looking forward to the excitement of what God's going to do with the ministry, the Believer's Sanctuary, and got a couple more families joining in with us this year, and just overall excited, man. Just how God is just taking this, you know, taking me by the hand, the ministry by the hand, and just walking us through this thing, and just learning and basking in His Word and what He says about us and how we are with Him, and getting to the point where we know who we are. Not by how we feel, but what we know, what the Word says about us. That's where we are. And really depending on the Spirit of God to lead us, instead of us being led by our emotions and by our feelings, but being led by the Spirit. And I'm excited about how God is showing me, you know, hey, you know, you stop being led by your emotions, stop being led by how you feel, but be led by the Spirit, by the Word of God. And so that's where we are. That's what we're learning. And I'm excited because, you know, of course, you know, everything starts with small. And so with this, I know God's going to take us to bigger and better things. Right. So we just start for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And for those that may not know, because we don't always share, and we probably need to share more of that, Brother Elson is the pastor. Amen. And what was the name of your church again, Brother Elson?
The Believer Sanctuary.
Okay, and you're located in Maryland?
White Plains, Maryland. Believer Sanctuary located in White Plains, Maryland, just outside of Waldorf. Actually, right next door to Waldorf, Maryland. I know people are familiar with Waldorf. But, yeah, it's right next to the city of Waldorf, right in White Plains, Maryland. And if you're interested in coming through, hit me up on my Facebook page, Elston Harold. That's Elston, E-L-S-T-O-N, Harold, H-A-R-O-D. Oh, H-A-R-O-L-D, sorry, Elston Harold. Or you can always email me at elston.green@yahoo.com. Again, that's Elston, E-L-S-T-O-N.green, G-R-E-E-N, @yahoo.com. Or you just want to call me, 240-417-0376. Again, 240-417-0376. If you're in the area, just come on through. We'd love to have you.
Amen. Amen. So, yeah, he just gave you a lot of information. We're going to get him to do that before we close out the show. Rocket. Brother Cleophas, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
Oh,
yes.
Yes, sir. We can hear you there. We can hear you. Amen.
Happy New Year
Amen.
To you all.
Praise God.
Happy New Year, man.
To you, sir. Yeah, Happy New Year to you. And since we haven't talked since last year, what we're doing now, just doing a whatever testimony, whatever you want to share, Brother Cleophas, and we're glad to have you. Glad you guys were back with us to do this thing again this year on a real life, real men, real talk. Amen. We are excited about what God's going to do with this particular ministry. Amen. This particular broadcast. So I'm just going to give you some time to just speak whatever that you have on your heart, bro.
Well, praise God. Man, what an awesome 2019, filled with some ups and some downs, and but you know, God is faithful and God is good. In December of last year, the job that I had been working on for off and on since 1992, we decided to part company, and for the first time in probably over 20 years. I was home for the holidays with my family and spent the Christmas holidays and New Year's holidays. And the most important thing about that is, man, at no point and no time was I ever in fear or stressed out because I knew God would make a way. And my wife and I were away on a trip down in Florida, and I get a text message about a position that's opening up. So some dialogue started back and forth. And on January the 2nd, I started a new job with less responsibility and a lot more pay. To God.
Wow. Wow. That's what God does.
Man, I tell you, God is good, you know. And the great thing about it is through that whole time, you know, my wife and I had prayed about it and we had talked about it. And at no time were we ever in any kind of stressful feeling or depression or anything, never even questioning, you know, why did this happen to me at this time? But just knowing that the God that we serve and that is faithful to his word. And what I know is this: when a man closes a door, it can be reopened. When God closes a door, it's closed. When he opens a door, it's open. And it's ironic that the whole year of 2019, I had a word that I was standing on for the whole year, and that word was opportunity. And I asked God to, you know, to open doors of opportunity under me. And, you know, our words are powerful. And one opportunity and one door closed that a lot of people would consider as devastating, especially around the holiday season. And I tell you, my grandkids, my family, nobody suffered. Nobody lacked anything. And I just thank God that he put us in a position to be at peace, that his favor was upon us. And now I'm reaping what I've sown, and I'm just thrilled about it. And it just fortifies my stance and my belief in what God can do.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, really. What an awesome testimony. Yeah, awesome testimony. Also, brothers, don't laugh there, but I messed around, and I fractured my baby toe, man.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
I not only fractured it, went to the doctor, but then I turned around, and for the first time ever, I got what they call gout. in the same foot, man. In the same foot. I was like, you know, so I got a fractured toe, fractured baby toe, and gout at the same time. I was like, man, this is crazy. But you know what? To God be the glory, you know. So I thought it was like, you know, sort of funny. So like I said, when I said it, in the beginning, it's been a crazy ride or whatever, crazy beginning of the year and stuff like it has. But through all that, God has brought us through, and I'm just glad to be with my brothers again and to be able to talk with you guys about some things that are going on in our life. And everything. Brother Creel, you can also share with the church that you are attending and the ministry you're under or anything else. Yeah, I don't think you talked about that part.
Yeah, I'm a partner for the last 16 years with Spirit of Faith Christian Center under the tutelage of Apostle Mike Freeman and Dr. Dee Dee Freeman. What an awesome ministry. Last year, my man of God was teaching on developing the mind, your mouth, and your vision. And this year, we've started the year off on the vision and ended the year on agape, just teaching on it. He was teaching on agape and how we should walk in this agape love. And today we're teaching on, you know, our very attendance. Our attendance in church is it ministers to others. When we don't show up, you know, they talked about forsaking the assembly, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves. But, you know, the message was when we show up, you know, our testimonies and our witness and just being there inspires others to continue to come. So.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's definitely some word that's going out, out today, this year, for the people of God to hear and to take heed to. There's warnings and there's deep words and there's encouragement of going across the pulpit, man. You know, and I thank God for the men and women of the gospel of Jesus Christ that are speaking the undoctorated gospel of Him, you know, and not trying to sugarcoated, but telling it like it is, and that's what's needed in the day and time that we live in now, and everything. You know, it's much needed. A strong word is much needed. You know, we don't have time as preachers and teachers of the gospel to be afraid of people's faces, and we got to tell it, man. You know, so we don't want any rocks crying out for us. That's for sure. You know,
no, man.
And then, yeah, we don't want any rocks crying out, right? Especially with the dilemma with everything that's happening, not just in the United States, but all across the world, is just total chaos, you know, and everything, just complete chaos and stuff like that. So we have to be mindful and continue to keep those in leadership in prayer, whether we agree with them or don't agree with them. We should always be keeping them in prayer, and the prayer should be a prayer of salvation, of course, you know, and that God will put people around them that's around them, no matter who it is, that has that after the things of God, you know? And so, yeah, the strong word and is much, much needed. And I know you brothers bring it. And y'all bring the word, you bring it.
You know, Brother Ray and Brother Elson, I know we're going to talk about pride this evening, but you just mentioned something, Brother Ray, relative to, you know, praying for people that are in office, whether we agree or don't agree with them. And, you know, others might say, well, how can you even say that? Well, as believers, in the book of Romans, chapter 13, it speaks specifically to that because it tells you how the order was set up by God himself. And if you will allow me, I'll just read a few verses from verse 13 in Romans from the King James Version. And it says, starting with verse 1 and 13, it says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but God. The powers that be are ordained of God." And I'll repeat that. "The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same." And what he's saying is God set up, if there's an office in the earth that a man holds, it was set up by God. Police officers, people in authority, that order was set up by God. And when you go against the office or the order that God set up, you're going against God himself. When you talk about the president of the United States of America, I don't care what your stance and what you believe. If you believe in the word of God, you've got to go to the word of God and you've got to honor the office of that man that's holding that office. Doesn't matter what your stance is. It's not about you. It's about what God has set up. And God would deal with everybody according to the way God would deal with them. And we shouldn't judge anybody unless we want to be judged.
That's right.
Amen. That's absolutely right.
Amen.
That's what our congregation time. That's what we pray for. We pray for the president, because that's who God put in office. Because if he wasn't supposed to be in there, he wouldn't be in there.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Right.
And so as believers, and we're supposed to be doers of the word, we're still supposed to pray for him, even if we do disagree with him, because there's a reason why he's in office. Just because we don't know it does not mean we should disagree, or just because we don't feel that he's supposed to be in there, we still got to be accountable to his word and stand on his word, because when we stand and be doers of the word, that's when we are blessed.
Amen.
So in order for us to be blessed, we got to do the word of God no matter what we feel like. And that's what, you know, I'm teaching the congregation, the church, is that we stop operating how we feel but operating through the Spirit. You can't go by your emotions, because if we all went by emotions, Jesus wouldn't die on the cross. Because I know he didn't feel like dying on the cross that night.
So we have to go by what
the word says for us to do. So if Jesus can push past his emotions and down the cross, surely we can push past our emotions and pray for our president.
You know, either we're going to be personality driven, or we're going to be principle driven. And I have chosen to be principle driven. I'm going to stand on what the word says, and I'm not going to be personality driven, and I'm not going to be emotionally driven. I'm going to go by what the word says. And the Bible is very clear. It says we walk by faith, not by sight.
By sight, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. That's very good. That's very good. And I'm glad that you shared that, Cleophas, because it's to hear somebody else say it of an African American or a black person, it confirms what I've been sharing, you know, with others. And so it's like God saying, "You're on the right track, brother. Just keep doing what I tell you to do." And that's what we need to do.
Right. Yeah. But you can never, Brother Elson, you can never go wrong. We can never go wrong if we're following what the word of God says. And
right.
One of the things that I've gotten from my man of God, even on this year, one of the things that he told us at the beginning of the year, he says, our obedience and our hearing is going to make us unstoppable. Our
right.
obedience and how we are hearing from God is going to make us unstoppable. And when you think about that, you know, the Bible says this. It says there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is death and destruction.
Right.
Right.
If you go over into the book of Samuel, it talks about, again, a way, but it's talking about God's way. And it says God's way is perfect. So we often say, you know, that we as humans, we aren't perfect. No, we're not. We aren't perfect. But we can be perfect if we follow it in the way of God. Doesn't mean we're going to be absolved from any kind of stress, strain, or challenges, or, you know, temptations or whatever. But if we stay on that path, following the principles of God, we win every time without fail, no exceptions.
Amen. Yeah, and you know, when I made up the subject of pride, I really wasn't sure what direction the Lord wanted us to go. But this is just as important, too, with the body of Christ, because one of the things when I think about when we talk about prayer for leadership of people, that's in, whether it's the president or in Congress or whatever, and the other thing that I have to be, us as believers have to be careful about, is that we don't risk pray harm to come to them, okay? You know,
right.
pray that
that's right.
harm coming their way, you know? And that's a very dangerous place to be in and stuff, because we don't know what God is doing with that person, even though what they might be doing themselves might not be right in our sight, you know? And
right.
stuff. So we have to be very careful with that, that when we do pray, that our prayer should be there should be purpose with them and everything. And we are always praying for salvation. That should be all automatic. But we want to pray
Absolutely.
For the will of the Lord to take place. Amen. Okay.
Amen. That's right. That's right. And
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
I think that's a good segue into pride, because when we operate in obedience to the word of God, then there's no way we can be in pride. It's like, that means when we, it's like when the word says, when Paul's talking about operating the spirit, then that means we're not bound by the law because we operate in the spirit. So no longer the law has a hold of us, because we are operating and doing exactly what the spirit of the Lord has told us to do. And when we get to the point where we think we know better than the word, now we operate into the spirit of pride now, because
right.
it in actual it becomes an antichrist, because we're doing the
yeah.
opposite of what Christ has told us to do,
right?
Because
right.
we think we know better,
right? And pride is a very dangerous place as. And, you know, and when I thought about the subject of pride, actually, because, you know, there are some things that we should, you know, have pride in. You know, we don't want to say, like, no, pride is a bad. But when we talk about that pride that is haughty or comes up against the authority of God, like, which is what Satan did. He got so prideful to the point where he felt like that he was God. And he wanted people, the angels, to worship him and everything like that. We
right.
that direction, but. You know, we should have some. I mean, as men, we have some pride in ourselves. You know,
oh, yeah,
the way we
yeah,
dress
absolutely.
And whatever.
Absolutely.
You know, and stuff like that. But this kind of pride is more of a pride from a spiritual realm, where it goes counterfeit of the, like what our brother Elster said, counterfeit to what the things of God is and stuff like that. And that's the danger and everything. That's the danger.
And in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and 24, this is what the Spirit of the Lord told Jeremiah. It says, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. So God is saying, listen, don't get all caught up in who you are and what you've accomplished and what status you may have or whatever. He says, but glory in the fact that you know me and I know you. And I've extended my love and kindness towards you. If I pull my hand away, man, all this stuff is gone. And where you going to be?
Exactly. Without...
yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Where would you be when I do all, when I pull this stuff? In other words, we're nothing without him.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're nothing without him. So if he decides to blow on something for destruction, it can happen. And we'll be destroyed.
Right.
Nowhere we can run or hide.
It's important to stay humble, man.
Yeah, it is. Another example of Cleophas and Brother Elston is King Nebuchadnezzar, you know, and Daniel, you know, when he his stuff about heaven, all the heavens, and God made him be the dew to eat the grass, man, you know. He began to eat the grass, and he came to his senses like that. Nobody, I mean, I don't have the scripture in front of me, but he's like, there is nobody higher than God. You know, he began to honor God because he realized, about this whole thing with Pilate. Like, he looked, I'm nothing. God is higher even than me, and I'm king of everybody, you know, and stuff like that. So this is the thing with pride, you know, especially as preachers, guys, we have to constantly keep it in check, you know, constantly, okay, bring it back into submission and everything like that, because sometimes we'll hear people say, oh, you preach a good word today, you know, and we're going to be transparent. We like hearing those things, you know.
You're right.
You got to be careful even in that when someone they may be genuine in giving you those accolades and those kind words. But man, we as ministers of the gospel, we have to be careful in even how we answer that and make sure that we're always giving God the glory for the word that he's given us to share with his people. You know,
that's right.
Think of it on my own. God planned, put that word in me to give to you.
And not giving off a fake glory to God, you know, like playing it off. Oh yeah, but it's all God. It was, you know, religious.
Yeah, no, yes, no.
That's the Lord. You know, like, oh, bless the Lord. Yes, that was all.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, look, I'm like, Elsie, you know the old saying, like, we just mud from the mud pile, man. All the glory belongs to him. All the glory. And that's a constant prayer. That's a constant thing because the enemy wants us to get up there and to think more highly of ourselves and to think that we did it or we arrived, you know, because of the size of the church or because we're getting the accolades or because we're getting the praise and, you know, people are coming to us and coming to us by ounces. Like, no, seek God. You got to know God for yourself. You got to be the things of the Lord, man. You know, I can't remember in the scripture. I think it was Isaac. He said, like, I'm a man of an unclean lips and everything, you know. Like you know, no, God, you get all the glory here. You get all the answers and stuff. And that has to be a constant prayer, prayer for us as believers. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. In Proverbs 29:23, it says, a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. A man's pride shall bring him low. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. A man's pride shall bring him low. Yeah. And so we live in that time, man. You know? Oh, come on. I'm multitasking, guys.
I hear you. I hear you, multitasker.
Yeah, you do.
You did touch on something earlier, Brother Ray. I believe Brother Elson touched on it too. As people, you know, we can certainly take pride in things that others may do, like our kids or whatever like that. We can take pride in how we do things, you know, in how we honor God and the things that we do. So there is a positive side of pride that doesn't,
right.
You know, that's not contrary to the will of God, just
right.
Like there's another side of pride that is contrary to the will of God. You know, so
there
are things that we can be prideful in as long as it's not a pride that exalts itself against God to make us to be higher or better than someone else. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Right. Or make it
wow.
we become like mini gods, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Mini gods. Go ahead, Austin.
Well, no, I was going to say, I mean, absolutely, I was agreeing because when we start in these mini gods stuff, we forget, and it's so important that we remind ourselves, you know, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. If we
yeah.
get to the point where we can say, you know what, I'd rather humble myself than either God or something else humbles me, because you will be humble. You will be humble. You will be, you know, shown to your of yourself. So it's so good that we operate in what the Word tells us to do. I mean, just do what the Word says, man. You can't go wrong. I mean, I think we always say you can't go wrong just by doing what the Word of God says. Just do
that's
what the
right.
Word
says. Right.
Humble yourself and let God exalt
yeah.
you.
Yep.
That's right.
And the truth of the matter, he already has, because if you look back in Psalms chapter 8, at verse 4, he says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and son of man thou visit of him?" So and
right.
then it's going to talk about all the things that he's given us authority over in the earth. So God has already exalted us. All we're doing is taking what he's done and trying to take credit for it like we've done it. And that's where the pride comes from. And we got to be very careful of that, as number one, as believers and as Christians. And so, yeah, you have to live your life by the word. And that's what Jesus said to that young boy. He said, why call me good? Why call me Lord? You know, you're not doing what I've commanded you to do. You know, so if he's gonna be Lord, he's gonna be Lord of all, or he's not gonna be Lord at all. So we have to make that decision if we want to be Lord of our life.
Wow.
Yeah, this is coming out of Romans chapter 12, verse 16. It says, "Be of the same mind, one towards another. Mind not high things, but could condescend to men of lower estate. Be not wise in your own conceit." He said, "Be not wise in your own conceit, man." You know,
right.
But you know, don't be the same mind to one another. You know, and stuff like this. So when I look at the way that I love you, Brother Elton, the way that I love on you, Brother Cleopas, and even my mom is here, and stuff should be the same. You know,
yeah.
It's not about like you, as you mentioned before, about who has a title or whatever, how many degrees they got, or how big that church is. But you know what? It's about the love of Christ, man. Loving the same, you know, loving the same and stuff. You know, loving the same. You know, that's what I'm saying. Amen.
And that's that agape love that God loves us with. It's you know that it doesn't have any kind of conditions on it. You know, I'm gonna love you no matter what, and there's nothing you can do about it. You know, I'm always gonna think the best. I'm always gonna think the best and want the best for you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. And the Bible's clear. You know, love covers a multitude of sins.
right. It does.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank God for. Thank you, Lord.
Absolutely.
Thank
man.
You, Lord. Maria, thank you, Lord, for covering the multitude of sins.
You know, I know we did some testimonies at the beginning, but I'd like to share this with you as well. You know, on Friday was my birthday. I turned 56, and I was
happy birthday.
Thank you.
I was in the car and I was
on my driving to work, and I've been up praising God that morning. I got in the car, I turned the radio down, and I turned the radio off, and I'm worshiping God. And I just started to think about, over my life, all the things that he's brought me through. danger seen and unseen, and you know, how Satan was out to destroy me and take me out. But God had a plan, and man, I'm riding along, and tears are just flowing because I'm just so grateful and thankful for, you know, to live to see another birthday, number one, but that God has me on his mind, you know. And
yeah,
is that to know that God has you on his mind. He's thinking of you.
Yeah.
And when you don't even believe that he could possibly be thinking of you because of what you're going through, God's got you on his mind. And he's already seen your end from the beginning. He know that you're in if you just follow the path that he's placed in front of you. You know, and so it's so easy to get distracted, and it's so easy to get thrown off. But man, anytime that comes against you, just go back and think of all the trials and everything that you've come through in your life, and know that God was there with you.
He was there with you, and promised never to leave or forsake you. I'm not going nowhere, you know. I ain't going nowhere. I'm still here. Like you said,
and God said, wherever you go, I'm going too, because I'm there.
I'm going to. I'll be right there. I think it was David said, when he went to the ends of the world, he was there. Went to the bottom of everywhere we go, God is there, man.
God is there.
Everywhere he's there. He's there, God. That is so great. That is so awesome and everything, you know. We got about 20 minutes, man. But, man, I thank you, brothers, again. You know, this is an awesome talk, the testimonies, and also talking about pride. You know, this is for the young and old. You know, so for those that are listening, I'm asking you to share this broadcast. You know, we're not about pride. We're not trying to get rich and famous. Nobody's trying to go get a jet. Nobody's trying to get rich off it. But we want to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And these brothers that I have that come on, man, are some awesome teachers and ministers of the gospel. Amen. And they just regular brothers, you know. They just regular brothers that love the Lord and everything. And I thank God for them all the time. So, and for those that listen, please share by all means, you know, and hopefully and prayerfully we'll be blessing someone and everything. But it's important that we, you know, we talk about those things that are real. Especially for us as men, you know, and we got to talk those things out, man. So I'm looking forward to some mighty conversations for the rest of the year that will come out of this brothers, and that what God will give us to hit the nail on the head, so to speak, you know, and stuff like that. Because we're trying to change lives, man. We're trying to break yokes, not through our own stuff, you know, because we don't do it, but through the blood of Jesus Christ. That died for the sins of the whole world, you know. But there's a part two that people don't want to talk about, and that part two is accepting him as your Lord and Savior. He died for the sins of the whole world. That cannot be disputed. But you still need to do a part two to that, and that's just receiving him as your Lord and Savior, you know, and everything. So we want to pass that word around, man, you know, to every country, every culture. And no matter the race, no matter your background, rich or poor, you know, for those that he is appointed for such a time as this, that those he is ordained for such a time as this, we want to spread that word again. And but what I'm going to do real quick, and I'm going to give my brothers some whatever else they have to add or anything else that they have to share, and I'm going to do some housekeeping while I'm doing that, okay? So what is it, you guys, anything else you guys want to add?
I was just thinking about you know, dealing with pride. I was just thinking about how some relationships that I know that are close to me, when I say relationships, I'm talking about marriages, where it has been demolished or been destroyed because of pride. And normally, and what I've been hearing and witnessing is that the man or the husband is not humbling himself before his wife. And that being said, is that because of the pride, the family is destroyed.
Right.
Because either the man won't apologize or the man thinks that he is right, in which he could be right. But instead of him saying, okay, let's work this out, he just takes his ball and go back home.
Right.
Because,
right.
Or he says, I don't want to play in the sand pit anymore. Or I don't want to talk because I think I'm so right in this that I don't want to listen to you. And so instead of me humbling myself and listen to what the wife has to say, he leaves.
Right. Well, yeah.
And I've seen it in the last 6 months where if the man would just be quiet and listen, and whether he thinks he's right or wrong, because if he's right, the marriage is destroyed because he's walking in self-righteousness.
Right. Okay.
Meaning that I'm right, so this is and she's wrong, and so, you know, I don't care what they have to say, and if she can't go by what I'm saying, then I'm leaving. Instead of saying, you know what, okay, maybe I'm feeling right, but can we talk about this? And then
right.
if we can't
yeah.
agree, then can we agree to disagree, or can we pray and ask God to open up our eyes? Because because you can win people over by you being humbled. Because because listen to this. The world may say you are punk because you don't retaliate. But when you're able to forgive and not retaliate, then the world may think you're a punk, but you are a powerful person, a bold person, a brave person in the spiritual realm.
Amen.
Jesus,
Amen.
Jesus may have, and that night, he may have looked like a punk because of all that was done to him. And he even said it, if I can call down a legion of angels, so I can do this. This can be taken care of. But he humbled himself, like Philippians chapter 2 says, he humbled himself even to the death of the cross.
Amen.
Right.
But that made him a powerful person. Being humble, does that make you a weak person? Does that make you a
That's
punk?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In order to be humble, you got to be in the spirit. Because it's not a natural thing. It's your flesh will fight against it. In order for you to walk in the spirit, it can't be done by the flesh. It got to be done by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
You can't do it. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. Paul said, you know, oh, wretched man that I am. I mean, the things that I want to do, you know, I don't. And the things I don't want to do, I do. You know, who can save me from this? Who can save me? Who can save me from being prideful? Who can stop me from being prideful? It's the Spirit of God. It's not you.
Yeah.
And so when we're dealing with pride, I've seen, I witnessed, and I talked to my wife, and in the conversation with my wife, I said, if they would just humble themselves, the marriage would not be destroyed. Now, I'm not saying, and use a disclaimer, if you're being abused, that's one thing. Okay, so I'm not saying to anybody that if you're in an abusive relationship to stay humble yourself. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when the person maybe has said something out the way and hurt you, and now you believe because they've said something out the way to hurt you that you have a right to not forgive and to end the marriage. And that's not biblical. Because how many times are you supposed to forgive?
70 times.
Right. How many times are you supposed to forgive? Exactly. So you can't say, well, I'm going to leave because they said something out the way to me. It hurt my feelings. And that's not even a grounds for separation or divorce because they said something to you out the way. It's not.
Right.
So what it is people are leaving because of words exchanged, and Jesus understood that. That's why he said that we need to forgive 7 times 70.
Yeah.
But in order to do that, you got to be humble. To forgive somebody, pride will get in the way. In order for you to forgive somebody, if you're a proper person, it will get in the way. In order for you to forgive somebody, you got to be humble. You have the power in your hands to forgive. That's the power. The power is to forgive. It's the Holy Ghost power to forgive. It's what God has mandated for us to do is forgive and to love. You have that power, but you chose not to, and you want to be prideful and not forgive because it gives you the upper hand, it gives you the control. You are not walking in the Spirit of God. Relationships, I'm just not talking about marriages, but I've seen relationships destroyed because of pride.
Amen.
Yeah.
Nobody won't say sorry, or if somebody does say sorry, the other party won't accept the apology because of pride.
Right.
Pride will destroy a relationship, whether it's a marriage, whether it's siblings, whether it's child and parent. It will separate. It will destroy because that pride, that's what pride does. It destroys. Pride falls before destruction, meaning that pride will cause a destruction in relationship. And it's not because you are a weak person. It's because you are spiritually weak. You're spiritually weak, or you are operating your emotions and your feelings instead of tapping to the spirit realm that you have inside of you. We have the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
Amen.
The same spirit. Mm-hmm. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. That's what we have. But in order to tap into that, we can't be moved by our emotions and by our feelings. They will lead us astray.
Every time. Right. Yeah.
Every time.
Right.
Every time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Brother, word,
I will cut you off, brother. Brother Cleophas.
that's a good word. He said a mouthful. I mean, he touched on so many powerful things. And one of the things that came to mind when you were talking about relationships and pride is Amos 3:3, where it says, "Can two walk together except they agree?" And so often we allow petty things to come between us and to sever a relationship, a fellowship that we have with somebody. And it's just simply that we, you know, out of pride, I want to be right. And I'm not going to allow myself to even hear or entertain what you have to say because I know I'm right. And the reality of it is that, conflict of that kind, you know, conflict was designed for restoration. So if we have a disagreement, now we can talk about our disagreement and come to an agreement, even if that agreement is, hey, we agree to disagree. But now we can move on, forge ahead in our relationship because that thing has been dealt with. And too often we don't deal with things in our lives in relationships. And now we continue to repeat the same episode over and over and over again. And as a man, you know, when we don't deal with stuff and it keeps coming up, now we don't want to talk about anything anymore. Now we just want to move on. It's so important that whatever it is on the table, especially with our wives, we have to deal with that thing. So so that we can set that thing and uproot it and dig it up so it doesn't come back up again.
And
right. You have relationships, man. When something comes up, you got to be big enough to sit down and say, you know what? I'm going to hear what she has to say. I'm going to hear what he has to say. And I'm not going to hear it from a position of, uh-huh, yeah, okay. No, I'm going to hear it from a position of, I want to understand. Because the only thing we get to keep in life is that which we understand. If we have no understanding of it, the devil can take it away. He can take your marriage away. He can take your money away. He can take your job away. He can take your very life if you don't have an understanding of a biblical and principled way of living a life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And, amen. And with that, one of the things I want to add is that a lot of times what happens with us as men is that when we leave a situation and we look back on it, that's when we realize that, hey, I messed up.
Right.
So that's what all late, you know, what God does is he's constantly speaking to us as men, whether it's a relationship with a wife or a family or whatever, and stuff like that, to handle it different than what the world would do. And everything we've been talking about today is coming from a godly principle, from a godly perspective. Amen. One of the things that Elster was talking about, and we're going to end here and stuff like that, was about pride. And the opposite end of pride is what I look at anyway, is the ability to be able to submit, you know.
Oh, amen.
To someone, mm-hmm. that, you know. So
good word.
You got pride, and on the end of it, you got submit. And a
amen.
Lot of times we find ourselves very, not really wanting to submit to anybody, especially as men, you know. In our families, if we're married or if on a job, we want to have the final last say so. And a lot of times that can get us in a lot of trouble, man.
Yeah.
And contrary, not only to the will of God, but maybe contrary even on our job site, you know. So we have to be even careful with that. That word pride on the other spectrum of that is the word submit, you know.
Yes.
And everything. That's all I got, brothers.
Amen.
Man, I can't tell you how excited I am and how honored I am to be back on the airways with you guys, man. I tell you, man, I missed you guys over the last couple of months, and I'm grateful that God has allowed me to be a part of this broadcast.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
That's amen. God, thank you.
See, I just did it today. Yeah, bless God.
You're right. It came from the heart.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
All right.
It came from the heart.
You're right. Okay. Yeah, okay. You know, well, we're going to get out of here. We can't talk football because football season is over.
Well, I mean, none of us can really say anything because we all watched the Super Bowl on the couch. We good.
We always eating popcorn on the couch. That's right.
Right. We all were. Right. I thought I was gonna be watching. I thought I was gonna be playing with Baltimore, but I'm a little disappointed with that too. I thought I was gonna have a dog. I was gonna grab a dog somewhere to fight this thing, but I guess.
Like I say, but I'm looking forward to 2020, and we'll see what happens. You know what I mean? We'll see what happens in 2020.
Yeah, I'll say that every time, but praise God. Yeah, all right.
You know what, for that, Brother Elson, why don't you go ahead and close us out, man? Bless God.
All right. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We bless your holy name. You are excellent God, and we love you today. We thank you for this time of fellowship. We thank you, God, for this time of sharing with one another, God. Thank you, God, for the men that were on this radio and even those who are listening, Father. I pray that something that we have said has pricked their hearts, Father. I pray that each time that we get together that we grow, Father, that we not just be hearers of your word, that we be doers of your word, Father. We thank you, Father, for you doing what Jesus promised by leaving us Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to dwell in us. So we thank you, Father, for that you have not left us, Father, that you are with us daily, Father. And I pray, in the Father, that we will not be led by our emotions, God, and how we feel, but we just simply be moved and led by your word, Father, that we stand on your word, even if we're the only ones, Father. If we're the only ones doing it, Father, we cannot go wrong by you, by doing what your word says. So we thank you, Father. Help us, God, continue to walk in the righteousness that you have already prepared for us, Father. And we thank you, Father, that you see us, as your word says in Colossians, that we are blameless and that we are holy and that we're beyond reproach. We thank you for that. And then, Father, you didn't stop there for you. Jesus had presented us to you faultless. We are faultless before your presence. And then you find joy when you see us, Father. Not because of what we've done, but because of the blood that was shed on Calvary, that we stand faultless. And we thank you. And we praise your name. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brothers, thank you so much. This has been an awesome broadcast. It's good to have all you guys back, and we're looking forward to next month and everything. I do want to give a shout out again to my mom for letting me use her house. Thank you,
man.
Hey, I'm
loser. Hey. I love you so much.
Yep, man, that's right.
Yeah.
Come on by the chicken
jump game. All right. I will.
All right.
That's for you too, Elton.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Amen.
All right. Amen. But y'all, we signed out. This has been R3 Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with myself, Ray. Brother Tony didn't make it today, but we'll see him next month. Brother Elson, Brother Cleophas, and Brother Tyrone will be with us probably next month. We're signing out. See you next month on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'll be blessed. All right, brothers. Good night.
Good night. God bless.
God bless. Yeah.